This lecture is going to have a look at how we work out whether a supply is chargeable to VAT, and if it is, how much VAT we actually charge on that supply. Effectively, we could say that there are three types of supply. The first type of supply is a taxable supply, and this is the sort of supply that VAT will apply to. The second type of supply is an exempt supply. There is no VAT on an exempt supply. The final type of supply is called outside the scope. These supplies are completely ignored when looking at the VAT legislation, although we may have to be careful if we have paid some VAT which we would like to recover in relation to a supply that was outside the scope, because that sort of VAT cannot be recovered. This will be dealt with in a later lecture. So let us go back and have a look at our taxable supplies. Basically, there are three types of taxable supply. The first type of taxable supply is called standard rated, because the standard rate of VAT would apply to this supply. So 17.5% VAT will be charged on standard rated taxable supplies. The second type of taxable supply is a supply taxable at the lower rate of VAT, which is currently standing at 5%. The final type of supply that is taxable is the zero rated taxable supply, which, of course, is taxable at the zero rate of VAT, 0% VAT. Now, in the VAT legislation, we can find a list of zero-rated supplies, which are in Schedule 8 of VARTA 1994. We can also find a list of exempt supplies in Schedule 9 of VARTA 1994. We also have some information in VAT Notice 701 on VAT liability law. But what you tend to find is that nowhere in the legislation is a list of standard-rated taxable supplies. Now, if I have a business and it supplies a widget, and I wanted to know how to treat that supply of a good for VAT purposes, the first thing that I would have to do would be to look at Schedule 8 of VARTA 1994. So my first step is to take a look at Schedule 8, because Schedule 8 outlines all the zero-rated supplies made for VAT legislation purposes. If I could not find my supply listed in Schedule 8, my next step is to look at Schedule 9. Schedule 9 lists all the exempt supplies. If my widget is neither zero-rated nor exempt, then I have to move on to step 3, to see if my supply is subject to VAT at the lower rate. There are specific items which are charged to VAT at the lower rate, which we will have a look at in a moment. The next step would be to decide if my widget was outside the scope of VAT. Again, there are specific suppliers that are outside the scope of VAT. For example, transferring a business as a going concern. My final step is to say, well, okay, my item is not zero rated. My item is not exempt. It is not charged at the lower rate, and it is not outside the scope of VAT. All that I am left with is a standard rated taxable supply, and that is what my widget must be. There is no list of standard rated taxable supplies in the legislation. Basically, you get there by default. The other thing that you need to make sure you are aware of is that zero rating will always take priority over exemption. If an item could fall into both Schedule 8 and Schedule 9, it will always be zero rated, as this takes priority. The lower rate of VAT is currently 5%, and the supplies that are subject to the lower rate are contained in Schedule 7A of VARTA 1994. The main supply that is associated with the lower rate of VAT is supplies of fuel for domestic use, so, for example, gas and electricity supplied to people's homes. Also covered by the lower rate is the supply of ladies' sanitary products. Also covered by the lower rate is the supply of ladies' sanitary products and the supply of children's car seats, followed in 2009 by the inclusion of children's car seat bases. Where dwellings are being renovated, having been empty for at least 3 years or more, and those dwellings are basically a single household, then the lower rate of VAT also applies to the renovation. Also on the list for lower rate VAT is the conversion of a residential property into a different number of dwellings. This recent addition to the list would cover, for example, the conversion of a house into flats. By a similar token, converting a non-residential property into a dwelling, or a number of dwellings, is also a recent addition to the list, and an example of this would be converting a barn into a house. The conversion of a dwelling into a care home or into a house in multiple occupation is also at the lower rate, and converting a care home into a single household dwelling or dwellings is also at our 5% rate. This is the main list of items which are charged to VAT at the lower rate. There are a few others covered in the schedule. For example, the services of installing energy-saving materials into homes and supplies of installing central heating or security equipment into homes of the elderly are also covered by the lower rate. The sorts of items that are completely outside the scope of VAT are things like statutory charges, salaries, and wages. So when you pay a salary to your staff, that is completely outside the scope of VAT. Also included are tips and gratuities given to staff, fees, and honoraria paid to clergymen. Intergroup transactions, if there is a VAT group registration in force, and the sale or purchase of a business as a going concern. That concludes the lecture on the liability of the supply.